Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Kiefer Sutherland, Down in a Hole, from 2016. Tommy Douglas is considered to be the father of socialized medicine in Canada. Douglas was the premier of Saskatchewan from 1944 to 1961. He led Canada's first socialist government. He developed a state-run healthcare system in Saskatchewan, the first in Canada. Douglas has a park, library, and several schools named after him throughout Canada these days. In 2004, CBC Television ran a special called The Greatest Canadian. It was based on a Canada-wide viewer-supported survey. Tommy Douglas was voted to be the greatest Canadian. The Greatest Canadian was also the name of a statue of Douglas on the riverfront boardwalk in Weyburn, Saskatchewan. The statue was unveiled in September of 2010. Douglas's grandson was on hand for the unveiling. He said, quote, "It's unbelievable. I've waited a long time to hold my grandpa's hand again. My grandpa never wanted a monument. His work was going to be his legacy." End quote. The unveiling of the statue attracted hundreds of people. Some were there to honor Tommy Douglas, but some were there because that grandson is actor Kiefer Sutherland.
How are those maggots? Maggots, Michael. You're eating maggots. How do they taste?
Kiefer William Frederick Dempsey George Rufus Sutherland, yes, that's really his full name, was born on December 21st, 1966, along with a twin sister named Rachel.
Sister.
Their mother was Shirley Douglas, the daughter of Tommy Douglas, and she was a successful Canadian actor. His father was also a successful Canadian actor, Donald Sutherland. They were living in England at the time, and the twins were born in London. Kiefer was named after director Warren Kiefer, who had directed Donald Sutherland 2 years earlier in his first credited movie, Castle of the Living Dead. The Sutherlands moved to California in 1968, but Donald and Shirley would end up divorcing in 1970. Kiefer moved with his mother to Canada for a bit in the mid-1970s, before eventually moving to Hollywood as a teenager to pursue an acting career.
Kiefer Sutherland, you're 18 years old, you've had tremendous success already. What do you think of the business that's supposed to be so hard to get into? You're doing pretty well.
It's odd because I started when I was 15 and I spent 2 years out of work, and I was living on my own in Toronto. So the last success has been so fast over the last year that I haven't slowed down quick enough to grab it and take a look at it. So it's still quite a shock to me.
That's Kiefer on CBC's Midday in 1985. Young Kiefer had already received praise for his role in the Canadian film The Bay Boy, and that led him to get the role in his first film that he would make in the United States, Rob Reiner's Academy Award-nominated Stand By Me.
You either leave quietly, we take the body. Or you stay, we beat the shit out of you, we take the body.
And one of his most iconic roles would come only a year later, in Joel Schumacher's The Lost Boys.
Come with us, Michael.
That would be followed soon after with another memorable role in Young Guns, which of course led to Young Guns 2 in 1990. And his film success would continue throughout the 90s, starring in films like The Vanishing, Flatliners, Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, and the Academy Award-nominated A Few Good Men. But after years of success in film, in 2001... he moved to television in what would possibly be his biggest success yet.
Jack Bauer, we have a man down on the third floor of Science Lab, northeast corner of the building, requiring medical assistance. Emergency now!
Fox debuted the action drama series 24 on November 6th, 2001. The show would end up running for 192 episodes over 8 seasons, as well as a TV movie, plus returning for a limited series 9th season in 2014. Sutherland was nominated for an Emmy Award 4 times, winning once, for his role as counterterrorist unit member Jack Bauer. By 2006, Sutherland became the highest paid actor on television. When Sutherland was filming 24, he kept a guitar in his trailer. He said that music had always been a big part of his life, even defining his relationship with his older brother. But his guitar playing was mostly something he did for himself. As he got older, he started taking music even more seriously.
He came up to my office one day in Westwood, asked me if I wanted to start a studio. We had talked about it, flirted with it for years and years.
We would just go to bars and see these incredible artists that weren't getting signed because at that moment, the music industry was imploding.
That's Sutherland and Jude Cole in the Making of Down in a Hole video posted on Sutherland's YouTube channel. Jude Cole is a singer, songwriter, manager, and producer that was good friends with Sutherland's first wife, Camelia. Cole and Sutherland met when Cole performed at their wedding in 1987. Throughout the 80s and 90s, Cole had a solo career of his own, releasing four solo albums before giving that up in the year 2000. When he became manager of the band Lifehouse. Hey there, it's me, Tony. Along with hosting Bizarre Albums, I'm also the drummer for Don't Stop or We'll Die, a bizarre, funny, rockin' band with bizarre, funny, rockin' tunes like I Got a Perm for My Campin' Trip and Where Can a Nerd Find an Egg That's Square? I also happen to be the producer for the band's new weekly podcast, Song a Week. It's a fast, funny podcast co-hosted by Don't Stop or We'll Die songwriters Michael Cassidy and Paul Rust, where they debut a brand new song each and every week. We're talking new songs like A Flower in My Garden, featuring me on drums right here. With all songs produced by Amin Zarukian. Make sure to check out Song a Week over on Patreon at patreon.com/don'tstoperwilldie, featuring extra special goodies like monthly bonus episodes, downloadable tracks, and more bizarre, funny, rockin' gems. Or if you just want the free version, available anywhere you download podcasts. Check out Song a Week from Don't Stop or We'll Die.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 2003, Cole left the management company and, along with Sutherland, started Ironworks. Ironworks was both a studio as well as an independent record label. In 2006, Sutherland said to Gibson.com, quote, "We don't rent the studio out. It's literally for bands that we have developed and that we're finding. It's unbelievable how many fantastic bands there are out there that are just not being heard. We just want to make records and try to figure out how to get them out there. I don't play in a band, and I didn't build the studio so I could make a vanity record. Jude and I built it together, and it was really to start a label that was going to help young artists that might not be able to find their way in what is becoming a very shrinking corporate music industry and try to make records for them, and either get them out independently or actually use the distribution apparatus of a major." End quote. Well, a decade later, some of that quote would no longer be true, because on August 19th, 2016, Kiefer Sutherland, Down in a Hole, was released on Ironworks.
He was very much the excited kid that would just come with his little lunchbox and be ready to work.
I love telling stories, and whether that's in a bar, we're on a set of a film, we're on a stage with in a play, and now in music.
The album begins with Can't Stay Away, which was also released as a single. The song also had a music video and got a performance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Sutherland talked about this song to People magazine, saying it wasn't about a woman, but a bar and or alcohol. Here's more from People's YouTube channel.
It's something I've always enjoyed. I was never the guy, if something was wrong in my life or something wasn't right, I didn't go drown my sorrows. I was the other one. And trust me, I've had an extraordinary life. And one of the things I love to do is go out with my friends and tell stories and have a bunch of drinks. And that's true. Having said that, I can also look back on my life and tell you very squarely that the only bad things that have ever happened to me in my life have been because I like to go to bars and have drinks with my friends, you know, and so it's kind of been a push and pull through my life. And I think one of the nice things for me about writing was that was a nice way to confront that for me.
Walking in the wrong direction. No, I should be walking alone. Smart enough to know much better. Ain't tough enough to be alone.
Sutherland even assembled a full band to do a North American tour. Here's a bit more from him on the making of from his YouTube channel.
What I'm excited about with having done the record is A, being able to go play songs that are mine and kind of tell that story in its own way. But I have a confidence now. I mean, we've played 100 and some odd shows, and I've got a band that I am really proud to go out with, and we'll have a run at anyone in a bar, you know, and I think we'll give you a really great show.
Track 2? Is Truth in Your Eyes.
I felt dead for so long. Now I need to say I love you in the words of this song. 'Cause you were my only, my one and only. You were the love of my life. You never sold me, only wanted to hold me, make everything feel alright. And you put your hand in mine, said it was for all time. I saw the truth.
All 11 of the album's tracks were written by Sutherland and Cole, with Cole also producing. Track 3 also had a music video. Here's I'll Do Anything.
I love you just the way you are. No, I wouldn't change a thing. And if you'll take me as I am, girl, I'll do anything.
Not Enough Whiskey was the first single, released prior to the album all the way back on March 28, 2016. Sutherland said to Rolling Stone about the song, quote, I've certainly been there, where something will happen in my life, and 1, 2, 3 bottles of whiskey are not going to fix it. In the context of the song, those moments are important to realize, so you have to find another way to deal with them. I'm sure a lot of people have felt that way. End quote.
There's not enough whiskey in the world tonight. There's not enough whiskey for you to see the light. There's not enough whiskey to make it all right. It's time for you to say goodnight.
Going Home is the only song on the album with a third co-writer. It's Jason Wade, who Cole managed in the band Lifehouse. Wade also plays guitar on the song. One of Jason Wade's Lifehouse bandmates, Rick Wolstenholme Jr., also appears on the album playing drums on one song. The drums for the majority of the album are played by Brian McLeod. McLeod has a large discography that includes Sheryl Crow, Ziggy Marley, and Roseanne Cash. He's also the drummer for the Scrantones, who are credited with performing the theme song of the American version of The Office. Other notable musicians include Michael Gurley of the band Dada, as well as Patrick Leonard, a songwriter and keyboardist best known for his work with Madonna.
Send me to prison, they said I was mean. And as young as I was, I could handle my own. The men that I dealt with, I left cold as stone. It's the last night that I'll see your face.
Kiefer Sutherland was 49 years old when he released his debut album, an album that debuted at number 18 on the Americana / Folk Albums chart and number 35 on the Top Country Albums chart. It sold roughly 1,000 copies in its first week.
Give me one more chance before I get too old. The ground that I'm sleeping on is getting too damn cold.
And this wasn't just a one-and-done project for Sutherland. He released a follow-up in 2019 titled Reckless in Me. But back in the 1980s, when Sutherland was first trying to make it as an actor, his roommate for his first 3 years in Hollywood was another actor who would also release an album much later in his career, Robert Downey Jr. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.